These same journalists and their lawyer sued the city for violating the state open meetings law in the early 70s and won. As a result, Superior Court Judge Frank Snepp placed the city under a permanent injunction against breaking that law.
To never do it again. And now they have done it again.
That's retired WBTV reporter Mike Koza. He, Bruce Bowers, Ken Koontz, and Wayne Powers are asking the court to find the city in contempt of that original injunction. There are exceptions to the state open meetings law, such as when personnel matters are being discussed or economic incentives are being considered for a business looking to locate or expand in the city. That is the reason the city used for negotiating a $144 million tax incentive for the Panthers in secret. But Koza says it doesn't qualify.
The location of the Panthers stadium is not an issue. It's been located at 800 South Mint Street for 18 years.
But Charlotte City Attorney Bob Hageman says that definition of the law is too narrow.
The statute talks about the location or expansion, but it has been broadly interpreted in this state by attorneys as including retaining existing companies with incentives.
And Hageman says the city needs to deliberate over incentives in private so it can maintain negotiating leverage and get the best deal for taxpayers. Once a deal is final, the city is required to vote on it publicly and release minutes from the closed meetings. Documents from the city's Panthers negotiations aren't available yet because it is far from a done deal. The city's plan to raise money through a tax increase has been rejected by state lawmakers. Koza and his colleagues hope a judge will force the city's next round of Panthers negotiations to happen in public. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.